out this morning in that heat out there. W2T sitting at home.
My thermometer says 75 here. Of course, I just pulled out of the basement garage. Oh, let me turn the radio background down, Rusty. And Bernice and I are headed over to Sam's, or Costco's.
Hi, Rusty.
Morning, Bernice.
Hi, Rusty.
I'm waiting on a call back from the group I work for out of California. I got a text message from my the guy I'm supposed to be doing inspection down on Pickens on, and he's being a real pain in the butt about this thing, so I got to get some direction from my people I work for out there in California before I do anything. I already talked to Dave this morning. He was, before 9 o'clock, he was on his way to a tennis match. He had a couple, two or three guys coming to meet him, so he was going to go out and play tennis this morning and see what he could get done. And also, he was out and about before 9 o'clock this morning.
I'd have never dreamed that. What, somebody paid him by the hour for all of that work he does, he'd be a rich man, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but who's going to pay him for playing out there on that court? I mean, you know, that's all he's doing is playing around out there. He's not working, you know, in a job that produces something that we all need, you know. He's just out there fooling around.
And he's a non-producer or a boss. We just turned on the Gap Creek Road here. They repaved it, and it's nice. Well, I did pick up a couple, two or three last night. Wasn't nothing on, and it was raining lightly. We got a little over a quarter inch of rain. And then the batteries on my weather station went dead. Seemed like as that weather station gets older, that they eat the batteries sooner. But, oh, I'd say they've been in there 7 months, but used to last longer than I thought. Ooh, and there's a bicycle with black clothing on. You can't hardly see. And at any rate, I got to get out there and change that later today. But it was about 0.28 inches, finally. All those nice showers that went through here, they didn't give us a drop until late yesterday evening. Did you get any?
Yeah, I got some rain yesterday afternoon, but I don't think I got a measurable amount in my rain gauge out there. I went and looked and didn't see anything, so, you know, it's hard to tell, and I might go out there later and actually take a closer look and see, but I just glanced at it when I went out this morning and everything, because I was going out and add some more stuff to the trash can before they came to empty it today, and also... Anyway, that's what I was doing so far, and like I said, I'm sitting here waiting on this call from California, and see what how they want me to handle this, because this is becoming a nightmare. The guy's got tenants, and it's a duplex. The guy that owns it's got two tenants in it, and he won't make the arrangements for me to go by to do the inspection so he can open the doors. I've got to call each one of the tenants and make an appointment with each one. I ain't going to make several trips down to Pickens just to satisfy this guy, you know?
And with those findings, yes. Late last night I decided, well, I'll look at QRZ. I had it up on the basement computer there. And there had been nothing. I mean, nothing. Couple of Europeans, but didn't amount to anything. So, and the majority of them was FDA. Got ready. Well, I did start shutting down a couple of programs, and excuse me, about that time, Azerbaijan popped up, and it was on, I think, 10 meters, Rusty. Just surprised the heck out of me. But 10 will do that now and then. And it was, after 10 o'clock. And I worked him, and I worked a guy in the Yukon. And then the screen just went saturated with CW contacts. and it's Canada Day or something like that. OMG, that was all over the place, territory, and if you wanted to work any place in Canada, it just opened up like you turned the switch on.
I figured it was going to be like that because they were talking about Canada Day. They were having a Canada Day event, and all over the place, and special nets and all that. So, but I had my radio on yesterday afternoon, and I was listening to it, I got on net, and I could hear all the stations I could hear. I didn't need to work. So, when it was my turn, I threw my call out there to see if anybody wanted to work me, and nobody said they did. So I took and went QRT on them, and I'll let them play the rest of the day. And I didn't come turn my radio back on because that storm was starting to roll in. And I didn't like that coming in on top of me over here, even though I've got wired antennas and everything is pretty well grounded. I decided to shut down the amplifier and the radio and everything else, and just called it a day on the radio side of things. So, and I watched some shows on TV, some mysteries and things like that, and just took it easy the rest of the day, and watched it rain, what little bit of rain I got, and then just took a little snooze and read a bunch of read for a while, and then that was about it. So. That's what my day was like yesterday. I did go to lunch with somebody from church, so we had a good lunch and then come back. So anyway, that's what I did yesterday afternoon.
I lost my train of thought there. Going around the curve here, curve my mind. Yeah, the CW contacts were out there all over the place, and I know what I was going to say. I had mine grounded out, Rusty, till about 10 o'clock, because usually preceding a rainstorm coming in, there's always one large clap of lightning, and I had walked outside, and sure enough, bang, it looked like a hit right down there by the Cunningham Fire Department, which is not very far as the crow flies, a couple of miles. I mean, it lit up the sky. So I kept everything grounded, but I turned on the computer on QRZ and a few other things. And, by the way, Logbook of the World still did burn. But I walked out later, and sure enough, the sky was clear. So I plugged back in, and I'll never hear Azerbaijan. It's over there by Iraq, Iran, over in that region. Now, I've worked them before, but not this guy. And I don't think on that band, so I went ahead and he was easy. Got him on the first try, I think. And there was one other country in there. You remember what it was, Bernice? Anyways, most anything you wanted, you could just pick and choose and go. Especially if it was Canada. But I think that probably ran all weekend, won't it?
Yesterday, and I think, and Fourth of July is coming up, and I'm sure that the 13 colonies is going on this week. I haven't even looked to see if they're up and running again this year.
They come on late last night. I seen a North Carolina station and a couple other ones, one-by-ones. But, gee, I've done that so many times, I probably won't fool with it unless I get bored. And I'll just work them all for the fun of it. Usually I'll wait too late and don't quite get a clean sweep, but that's my fault because I very easily could.
I got all but one last year, and I don't think I even sent my thing in for it, and because they still gripe me because I never got my one from the year before, my certificate from the year before when I did do a clean sweep. So they got my money, but that's all they're getting out of me. So anyway, that's the way that works sometimes. and see what happens there. Anyway, well, y'all have a safe trip over to wherever you're headed today. Don't buy the place out. Leave a little bit for somebody else, and all. And it's not for me because I don't have a membership there. So, and my group that I keep doing the inspections for keep wanting me to go to Costco and do their revealed audits on inks. But without a membership, Costco won't let you in. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later. You have a good one, and we'll catch you after a while. M0TRW2T. 73s for now, Tom.
Just in that last night, I was just wondering, they won't let you past the receptionist there if you don't have... They used to let you in, and you'd have to pay, when we first moved down here, if you wanted to go in, you had to pay a 10% surcharge. Then they quit that, but, so they won't even let you in the store now?
You have to go in and to management, find the manager, and identify yourself, let them know you're in the store, and everything else, so, and they'll ask, and they always ask if you got a membership, and if you say no, they'll say sorry, and also, anyway... I guess we've got enough inspectors that have Costco memberships that they finally get them done, but I'm not going to go buy a membership from there just to go in and do the inspections, because they only want to pay you $10, and they don't want to pay you a pad that takes at least an hour to an hour and a half to do all this, because you got to count all the pegs, you got to take pictures, you got to make notes, you got to fill out the paperwork, then you got to come home and upload everything to make them happy. So, no, I'm not going to go there for $10.
Talking when we got in the car this morning, I said, "You think I ought to drop that? I have membership and have had, and I'm just one level above the base level, like we do at Sam's. But it just ain't worth it. I don't know why I kept it, even because I think they've already renewed it this year automatically. But they'd probably give you a refund on that if you wanted to drop out of it."
Nope, because I asked them about that and everything, and they gave me, and all it did was the store manager gave me a runaround, so I just went back to the people I do the work for and said, "Hey, they won't let me in, and I'm not going to pay their membership fee to go in there and do your, for $10, and not particularly when their basic membership fee is still way up there, so... Anyway, I let it go with that. All right, Tom, we'll talk to you later. You have a good one. You be safe out there today. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Thanks for the information. And, I don't know, I have to think about it, but, yeah, Sam's has got 99% of what we want, but just like today, Sam's hasn't been having any grapefruit, and I like a half a grapefruit with my breakfast and a little cantaloupe, and then all I had was cereal this morning, but usually Bernice makes a nice breakfast, and I just don't want to mess with it, going over here and all. All right, take care. We'll be mobile quite a bit today, so if you get bored, give us a holler. W2T and 0TR, clear.